All right, here we go. Happy Monday to you. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Let me tell you about the Drive at 5. Stories driving the news every single day at 5. It's all brought to you by ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. Go ahead and demand that yellow van. That's a long way off from right now. Nonetheless, we will get there. We got a whole lot going on today. I'll talk to our very own Tamara Rush in just a little bit. About a half hour from now, as she was at the mayor's sort of farewell address, I guess. State of the Union, State of the City. In the city. Yeah, he was talking about that today, so Tamara was there. And rather than play a bunch of clips, why not talk to the person who was there? So, there is that. Oh, lesson learned. If you're getting to be an old man, like me, don't try to lift weights with 25-year-olds, or else you end up sitting on a heating pad at work, like I'm doing right now. If you're checking us out on the video, which is fantastic, on the YouTube page and all that, you may notice a protrusion on my backside, and that's a heating pad that I'm sitting on that I'm jostling around between my butt and my backside, because it's like that old Toby Keith song, you try to be as good as you once was, but you're good once as you ever was, or something like that, and then you end up wrenching your back because you try to deadlift a truck, and you're not equipped to do that when you're almost 50. So that's where we are. Anyway, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Dave McCormick had something to say a little bit earlier on KDK Radio, and it went like this.
Sadly, I think a lot of things had to happen first. I think the Democrats wanted to get through the Tuesday elections. They wanted to show their resistance to President Trump, and they wanted to see these healthcare premiums go up. And now we're at a point where we can hopefully move forward. But I think it's the pain that Americans are feeling that has been the pressure point, and it just shouldn't have to be that way.
Woo. So we're winding down. The government is going to be back open. He projects that it'll be by the end of the week. But he made a pretty healthy accusation right there, as did some other Republicans, right? And it is this, that they will agree to, essentially, get the government back open, and the agreement is exactly the same one that was on the table 40 days ago, is what Senator McCormick said a little bit earlier on KDK Radio. That said, how does this hit you? At 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Is it fair to say that part of the Democratic maneuvering, part of their plan, part of all of that, the motivation, was holding out through Election Day and saying, hey, you know what? The reason we're out right now, the reason this country's a mess, the reason you ain't getting paid, the reason things are poor, the reason this, that, and the other thing, look who's in office. Tell them to get it fixed. And then magically, not long after this all, well, Election Day stuff happens, and the Republicans got absolutely positively smashed last Tuesday, then it's time to play ball. And you think playing ball is going to, well, include something vastly different than what happened at the very beginning of all of this government shutdown stuff. But Senator McCormick, if what he says is accurate, and I don't know if there's reason to doubt him, he's been pretty much a straight shooter, and he doesn't just speak on party lines. Well, if what he says is accurate, it's this. Part of, maybe a big part, of the motivation has been, well, to use it as a tool to win elections, or at least give them the boost, the Democrats, that they needed. If people are playing politics like that, and if people are saying things like that and doing things like that and acting like that, then what our governor said in terms of who is keeping people from eating, it's probably just the exact opposite. But I know this at 866-391-1020. People are just tired of the politics with this. People are tired of not being paid. People who justly qualify for them are tired of their SNAP benefits not being fulfilled. And people are tired of the lies, or the truth, who knows, on both sides. You know why? Because we don't deserve it as a country. But that's a pretty healthy accusation. And it was said right here on KDK Radio from Senator McCormick, who says, if in fact it's true that the same deal was on the table 40 days ago, which is one that they will agree to in the next 24, 48 hours, the only thing that truly changed was getting on the other side of Election Day. Because here's the deal. If you're the Democrats and the deal doesn't change, what would make you cave now? That eight people crossed party lines? That eight people went against you? No, because here's the other proof. And I want to talk about this. They have sold out, the Democrats have. They have bastardized. They have, that's probably the wrong word, but they have made a mockery of, they have put a scarlet letter on a man like John Fetterman. And it's been interesting to see that evolution. John Fetterman tweeted not too long ago, after 40 days as a consistent voice against shutting our government down, I voted yes for the 15th time to reopen, in all caps. I'm sorry to our military, SNAP recipients, government workers, and Capitol Police who haven't been paid in weeks. It should have never come to this. This was a failure. And that is the second part of it here at 866-391-1020. There have been little bits and pieces and have been little spans of time where maybe John Fetterman has enticed people on the other side and they've gone, wow, maybe this guy isn't as bad as advertised. And there have been bits and pieces and maybe times where people on the Democratic side have said, man, is this guy selling our party out? But through all of this, the last 40 days, John Fetterman has been a consistent voice. A consistent voice against his party. It started as one, and now it's up to eight. But he has been that constant. He has been that person. He has been that guy. He has been that one man who has said, I won't stand for it. Now, take me through this. What did you think of John Fetterman a year or 2 years ago? And what do you think of him now? Has that opinion from you changed? I'd like to talk about that to get the show going today, if for just a little bit, at 866-391-1020. If you're a Republican, do you fully trust John Fetterman? If you are a Democrat, have you sold him down the river and said, he's done, he's finished, or maybe he's the one who sold us down the river? Or is it different? Do you now look at John Fetterman and he's simply doing what he said he was going to do? And that's represent all, in all caps, Pennsylvanians, because he said it a bunch of times. And do you respect him for that? As an independent, that's where I sit. I respect him for looking at every single thing that comes in front of him, looking at it independently and saying, this is where I stand on it, and not necessarily adhering to one party line or the other. If you look at his voting history, he still votes very Democratic. Very, very much so. But he does stand up for things that he doesn't believe in the Democratic Party. Not only speaks out against them, but votes against them too. Where did you see Fetterman a couple years ago, and where do you see him now? I'd like to talk about that too, to get going. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Your call's next right here, KDK.